talking about a roof surface that covers 10 acres. That's an amazing quantity of water that has to be moved off of that roof. It's moved through interior drains that literally drain through the building itself. So that's the biggest fear. We've pre-positioned a couple of freezer trucks. That's the best way to deal with wet records. If, God forbid, we have a problem with any water leaks, we've already then got the assets on site ready to address that challenge.
Describe for me the damage the building sustained because of the earthquake.
Just to paint a picture as far as what the building is like, you're talking 20 rooms. We call them stack areas. Each roughly the size of a football field, 10 on one level and 10 on another. So it's a very large facility. Those stack areas are then basically row after row of shelving that goes 14 feet tall, and the boxes sit on those shelves. There's a large center aisle you would walk down, and then there is some space sort of around the perimeter of each of those stack areas. The structural elements of the building are on the perimeter of the building and then the perimeter of the stack areas. At that point, we had masonry failures where cinder block pieces crumbled when the building flexed and have fallen down, and then otherwise are loose and potentially could fall. So there's a hazard to staff right there. We don't want them at risk from falling debris. We have had additional damage to the significant aftershock. There's significant cracking throughout the building. And then we had some other challenges where some pipes shifted, and we had a small water leak that didn't damage any records but still needs to be addressed. And you've just got damage to interior stairwells that are used for emergency egress, things of that nature.
It sounds like it's not safe for people, but what about everything that you're storing within the facility? Was anything damaged?
Essentially, no damage to the records. The shelves stood up remarkably well, and really the damage was limited to the structure itself.
So how long did it take you to go through 20 football fields worth of stacks and records?
Well, we didn't just go through them once. We've been through it multiple times. I'll tell you, Tuesday, I think I was on site for about 14 hours with my colleagues. So a lot of walking, and it takes a fair amount of time to systematically go through there. And each time we find, just a little bit more. But so far it's been more of the same. In other words, nothing that is a threat to the building itself or to the, just a matter of getting a repair made.
And a little bit of background, what types of records do you keep for federal agencies?
These are records that pertain to individuals. There's court records. There are law enforcement records. There are, we provide storage to members of Congress as well.
You've closed business to everything but emergency requests from agencies. Tell me, what types of emergency requests might come in the next few days?
Sure. We've already had some come in, and we've been trying to serve those requests. A classic example would be a law enforcement, Homeland Security matter, an investigation that's ongoing. But you could also have individuals involved in situations where we need to get records that pertain to them because of a medical situation. We have records pertaining to passports. There's a whole host of reasons why we might need to provide ready access to these materials in an emergency situation.
How are you going to fulfill those requests with Irene?
We've got a very small team, all wearing hard hats, buddy system kind of an environment. They are literally just doing what they would do any other day. They're just doing it under some challenging circumstances as far as the work environment.
At this facility, you process about 500,000 requests a year. So when do you expect to be back in business and up and running fully?
This facility is responsible for more than just processing requests. They have needs to bring records in for agencies. We have staff that are doing things like transferring permanent records to the National Archives itself. We have staff that are involved in proper destruction of records when the law says it's time for them to be destroyed. So there's a whole host of activities going on. We expect to be able to return back to normal in the near future. The exact date, it's very difficult at this point to pin down. We're still in an assessment phase, working closely with our colleagues with the General Services Administration and the engineers. We believe next week we will be in a position to begin rendering the building safe, doing our debris cleanup. And as we do that, we intend to progressively bring staff elements back into the building and slowly ramp back up to our full capacity as soon as possible.